The next patient is Clinton Gill, G-I-L-L. This is the clinical case. Of a 68-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 2. The laboratory workup shows that the patient has a creatinine of 0.86 with a BUN of 20 on this, excuse me, 0.86 with a BUN of 20. With an estimated EFR of 94 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have any proteinuria. Number two, the patient has a BMI that is around 35%. He has remained in the same weight, and we encourage him to lose at least 12 pounds of body weight. We gave a dietetic advice that is basically to follow a plant-based diet, low sodium intake, and most importantly, to stay away from beverages. Following numbers, he has hyperlipidemia, significant hypertriglyceridemia, and this is related to alcohol intake. He's advised to change that practice. The patient continues to take atorvastatin, 40 milligrams every day. Following number, coronary artery disease without any symptoms. He has 5 stents, and he hasn't been to the cardiologist, Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, in a long time period. The patient was counseled regarding the need to give follow-up to the cardiovascular disease in order to be able to intervene before any type of symptoms. Following number, arterial hypertension, 130 over 80 today. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is down to 7, which is commendable. He was 9.5 during the last visit. I have to point out that the levels of cortisol were reported completely negative. At this point, I'm not going to make any changes. And we insisted in getting the cardiac follow-up, taking into consideration the seriousness of the coronary artery disease. Revaluation in 6 months. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes in the review of the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face conversation, and 7 minutes in the documentation.